This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Serious people of Reddit that honestly believe they have been abducted by aliens. What was your experience like? When I was in 6th grade, I woke up one day with 4 very small holes on my upper right thigh. It looked like the skin had been cut out in perfect tiny circles. Yet there was no blood. The circles were in a straight line and across my thigh horizontally, no more than 6 inches wide completely. I also felt very tired and couldn't remember what I had dreamt. Which is weird for me since I pretty much remember every dream I have every night. I put band-aids on them and went to school as usual. The next morning, I wake up and there are 3 new holes, right above the previous 4. I woke up once again very tired and drowsy, and was now weirded out by how symmetrical everything was that I showed my mom, who said it was most likely ant or spider bites. Next morning, 2 more holes above the previous 3, and the morning after that, 1. This is when I was seriously scared since the holes now formed a triangle that pointed to my knee and they weren't scabbing over. I was so tired and confused and was scared to go to bed. So I stayed up really late but woke up the next morning, not even knowing when I had fallen to sleep, only dark and then morning. When I did wake up, I was suddenly very alert, and when I threw my blanket off my legs I found all the holes completely gone. No scabbing or scarring or any trace of the circles on my thigh. I showed my mom and she just brushed it off as if they had healed like any other cut. I'm honestly not sure if this is related, but I do feel like there is a correlation. After this, I couldn't really comprehend math anymore. I had excelled at math all my life, but after this incident it was like numbers had no meaning to me and I couldn't figure out simple equations. I went to an advanced school and had been learning algebra and geometry and was doing great, but then it was like poof, all my math knowledge and comprehension was gone. To this day I can't even do simple addition problems without double checking them. TLDR, was mostly likely probed. Aliens may have taken my math smarts with them. My fiancé, boyfriend at the time, had just gotten home from work. He went into our kitchen and I walked through the bedroom and into the bathroom and just stopped for a moment. I had a weird feeling. I still can't really put a name to it, so I called him and asked him to come here. I walked out of the bedroom and as soon as we came within view of each other, that was it. The next thing we knew, we were both waking up, laying side by side on our bed, flat on our backs, on top of the blankets and still fully dressed down to our shoes. 3 hours had gone by. It was so odd and disorienting. And though we had both just come to, we were extremely tired. We joked about the lost time at first, but the more we thought about it, the more weirded out we became about the whole ordeal. This isn't proof or anything, but I've never been able to think of anything else it could have been. Posted this somewhere else once. Was camping in a campground in North Gar with some friends. It was starting to downpour so everyone left their tents in the woods and decided to rent one of the on-site cabins for everyone to sleep in. I decided I'd just sleep in my car because they wanted to stay up late and I was tired from kayaking all day. I woke up to the rain stopping and it was kind of cold in the car and I had forgotten my sleeping bag in my tent. I checked the cabin to see if there was any room left and the light was on and everyone was fast asleep. 3 a.m. I didn't want to squeeze in, so I decided to trek my way to my tent in the dark with a small pen light. In order to get to my tent I had to pass by everyone that they left. Mine was the last one and even then was 50 featuring at least from the previous tent before it. I got in my tent, covered up with my sleeping bag and prepared to catch the last few hours of sleep before sunrise. No more than 10-15 minutes from me getting in my tent, I began to hear light whispers right outside the tent door. They weren't in English and to my recollection indecipherable. Not any language I had heard at all. Just as the voices started, two orbs appeared together outside the tent. They weren't the same glare as a flashlight would make, and both were of two different colors that, to the best of my ability, had no real distinct color, just colorful. The whispers outside the tent began arguing louder between each other, but still in a hushed tone. And as the whispers grew louder, the lights began swirling around the tent. Behind me, to the side, to the front. Not in the movement that one could make with flashlights, and at this point I realized no footsteps could be heard. I uncovered myself and knelt on the tent floor preparing for the zipper to come undone like in a horror movie, and I was flipping through my mind on what option to take. I was the most terrified I had ever been. Fight or flight. The lights swirled faster and the voices grew louder but still breathy and whispery. My mind raced and I was sweating despite the cold. And then, just like that, the lights shut off like switch and the whisper stopped and nothing but silence of an empty wood. I stood there as still as I could and I didn't dare go outside that tent till the sun came up. It was and still is the scariest moment of my life. I hope this makes sense. I've never written it out before. If I need to answer anything, I can try in between moments at work. Interesting enough, I went to a horror movie premiere recently and there was a scene that had the voices in it and goosebumps ran up my arm. It was identical. I would have pulled sleeping bag over my head and died. I was about 8 or 9 and my mom tells me we are going on a day trip to meet her high school friend. Cool. I grabbed my Game Boy Advance because I know my mom's friend has kids my age and wanted to show them up in the racing game I had. I overheard this from my mom talking with her friend at her house. They told me to leave the room because they needed to talk about adult things. Little, innocent, curious me wonders what exactly are adult things that I can't hear. Were they gonna throw some new juicy cuss words out? Well, mom's friend had a little girl who would sleepwalk at night. Started when they moved into their new house, Northern California. It was a suburban area but not too suburban. New neighborhood with a lot of empty homes and forest patches in between each community. She was about 4 years old and they found her one night in the backyard just sitting there. After that incident, they decide they need to lock her in her room at night and bar up her windows so that she doesn't end up in the woods nearby or anywhere besides her room, really. The story. Mom's friend and husband wake up to a loud boom on the side of the house in the middle of the next night. Felt like something hit the house because everything shook. They check on their boys. They're good. They didn't hear anything and go back to sleep. They check on their daughter. Unlock the door and realize she isn't in her room. They start to freak out. Then hear a knock at the door. They open it. It's the effing sleepwalking 4-year-old daughter. They ask her where she's been and she said with the men and points down the street. Pee off dad sees two guys in coats walking down the street. He yells at them and starts sprinting at them. Mom's friend said coat guys didn't react at all. Coat guys turn the corner, dad turns the corner and they're gone. Mom and dad check the lock and windows. No tampering. They notify the police who pretty much say there's not much they can do but will keep an eye out. Effin sleepwalking 4-year-old daughter is fine. Isn't scared at all. Just tired and goes back to bed. After that, my mom didn't understand why I was scared as heck that night. She believes she was abducted but refuses to tell me what happened. Even my dad tells me that he can't tell me the story. Says it's for my mom to share if she wants it shared. But overhearing this when I wasn't supposed to hear it had me tripped out as a kid. Watched The Fourth Kind later in life and was scared of that movie too. Friends all laughed at me saying it was stupid but they didn't know about my mom's friend's story. That's some straight up X-Files crap right there. Maybe it wasn't aliens but it sounds like something weird was definitely happening. Out of all the ones here, this one sounds the most believable to me, especially since both parents saw it. Also, The Fourth Kind is creepy as. I wouldn't say I was abducted by aliens specifically, but I was definitely taken somewhere. It was more of an abduction of consciousness, if that makes sense. I don't know. It might have been my body too. It was a weird feeling I can't really explain. I was sitting at the park one day in broad daylight with 4 or 5 friends. I lived in a small community in the Midwest, so the park was empty except for us. We were talking and smoking. Just cigarettes for me. Nothing that would alter my consciousness. when suddenly everyone just kind of slowed down and eventually froze completely, myself included. I couldn't move or talk. I couldn't blink. I had to focus really hard on just breathing, and then I blacked out. I woke up alone in a dark, nearly pitch black room with three large illuminated screens around me. On the screens I saw the park from above, the exact spot where my friends and I were sitting. It felt like I was in that room for hours until I blacked out again. I finally came to and realized I'd been crying hysterically on the ground. The rest of my friends seemed pretty wrecked too, like they all just experienced something equally terrifying. I was the first one of us to speak. I said I think I met God, and they all responded with similar brief statements. I remember one girl saying we're on TV somewhere, which expressed the feeling of being watched, and safe, and violated really well. I can't remember what anyone else said, just the general idea of we just got taken somewhere. We didn't talk about it besides one weird, short sentence each. That was the strangest part for me, that we didn't talk about it but we all understood that we'd seen the same thing. It felt like we couldn't talk about it where it they could see us. We left immediately and haven't spoken about it since. I don't keep in touch with those friends anymore, but it would be interesting to know if they felt like it was an abduction of some kind too. I was home alone in this little house I lived in the middle of nowhere. It was probably around 2 a.m. and I was just listening to music, enjoying having the place to myself for a change, when all of a sudden my dogs started going crazy. Normally, when someone pulls in the driveway or comes up to the back door, they go to the door they heard the noise beyond and peek through the blinds to see who it is. But this night they are running all around the house from door to door, barking louder than they ever do. When I stood up to go see what the heck they were on about, I noticed that the whole house seemed to be lit up with a deep blue light. Turning into the living room, it became obvious that it was emanating in from each window. I put on my shoes to go outside and see who was out there, but by the time I got out there the light had faded away. There was no sound of a car engine or
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Really anything, and where I lived you could hear a car coming from a mile away. I felt a chill run down my spine, but I had the weirdest sense of fight or flight where neither option seemed viable, like I was frozen to the spot. I wanted to turn around and get back inside, and then, I just was, right back in the chair I was listening to music in, as if I just blinked and there I was. Don't really like telling people about it because it skeeves me out so bad. About 20 years ago I was walking home from the shops with my dad and we stopped to watch some really odd lights in the sky. There were two lights, slightly bigger than the stars, zooming around and orbiting each other, making figure 8s etc. And then they stopped moving. Got bigger and bigger until bright light filled the sky and then they were gone. We carried on our journey home. We hadn't stopped for more than 5 minutes. The whole journey should have been 20 minutes. When we got home, my mum was freaking out. We had been gone for 65 minutes. Our watches were both still working but were 45 minutes behind every clock in the house. She had neighbors' friends out looking for us. I don't know what happened to us or what we saw. Maybe nothing. I live in a pretty secluded part of Washington State. I was in my late teens and my parents had gone to Seattle for something. So I was put in charge of the property. I was closing everything up. That is, the barn we own and some other small utility buildings, when I look up and see three reddish-orange lights in a triangular formation. They were just floating there, as if they were magnified stars. So magnified, in fact, that everything was slightly illuminated by their warm hue. I'm mesmerized, standing there, and suddenly lose my sense of balance, as if the ground in front of me has begun rising, and I pass out. Next thing I know I'm on the ground in the barn I had locked up, according to my watch, half an hour before. Needless to say, I was petrified. I scurried to the house with my tail between my legs, scared and confused. I slept not at all that night and any sense of security I had was gone. Even though I was locked safely in my house, I felt hopelessly exposed. In hindsight, I think it's possible I was lightheaded, opened the barn door and fell down. But it still shakes me up thinking about it. Might be too late, and I'm not sure I believe this to be what happened anymore, but I certainly believed it as a kid. When I was about 7, my parents and I briefly lived in an apartment in Chicago next door to my dad's old house. For whatever reason, on this night we all slept on the living room floor, me in between my parents. Sometime in the middle of the night I woke up and was entranced by an orange glow out one of the windows. We were on the second floor. I wandered the 5 or 10 feet over to it and looked out to see what I believed to be the house next door completely gone, and a spacecraft in its place over an empty lot. I remember just standing there staring at it in disbelief, feeling as though I couldn't move an inch, and it must have felt like I was there for ages, and then bam, I woke up, back between my parents. So it was a dream, you'd think, except immediately after waking up I rolled over and puked my brains out. I wasn't sick and I don't throw up unless there's a serious stomach virus going on, so it was for an undetermined reason. I won't sit here and claim I was actually abducted. As I got older I started to rationalize that I was probably just scared shitless by the dream, but I always do kind of wonder. Was at a friend's cabin one night with 5-6 friends. Was late at night and we were all hypnotized for about 15-20 minutes looking at these 3 dancing lights above the hill across the lake. Then a shooting star went across the sky and it lit everything up almost as bright as day. We all ran into the cabin. When looking back at it I get a strange feeling thinking of how we don't have much memories to recollect after we went inside. Deciding to just fall asleep right away instead of talking about what we just saw. Some of my friends' old friends get upset if I bring up what we saw, let alone our actions after. Sounds like it's something you could all benefit from sitting down and hashing it out. Like everyone else, I'm hesitant to say I was abducted, but something happened. I was about 15 at the time. I was at my grandparents' house with my parents and sister. We were about to eat dinner that my grandma had made before I left to use the bathroom. My grandma is an immigrant from the Caribbean and she always leaves her bathroom window open. It's a mix of being really frugal and just the island custom of leaving windows open for breeze. I found it very uncomfortable to pee in there with the window open, so I was always on high alert looking through it when I had to. I was peeing when I heard a noise that I honestly could never explain with words. I guess you'd call it like a high-pitched grating. Either way, it was a strange sound. And the strangest thing about it is that it sounded like it was coming from my own head. It must have been a second later that I saw a blinding light. Then everything went black. Like an instant sleep. What felt like a moment later I was back in the dining room with my family. They were sitting around at the table. Dirty plates in front of them. There was a dirty plate in front of me. I was sitting with them. I had eaten. They were talking casually. In that transition between dinner and saying goodbye to go. They were talking to me about my soccer team, and the conversation felt like we had been talking about it for a while. I could hardly speak but no one noticed. We drove home and I went directly to sleep. I was so tired. The next morning I thought about it. I tried to figure out what it was but it felt so overwhelming to do so that I just decided it was best not to. Something happened. I just have no idea what it was. I guess I honestly don't even want to know what it was at this point because it never happened again. And I'm okay with that. Sounds like you glitched forward in time. When I was 12, I was playing RuneScape on the computer while my mom and stepdad were out for the night. This was special for me, as I always had to get off the computer when they went to bed. I remember seeing a light throughout thin, white curtains and thinking that they had come home when they were supposed to be gone all night. I went outside and our driveway was empty. Turned out the light was coming from a huge, black triangle with 3 points of light that was hanging in the sky right above my house. I went inside to grab my parents' digital camera, but by the time I got back outside it wasn't there. I know that night happened, but has felt like a dream since the day after. Made me believe. In the 90s, my family lived in a coastal city in Saudi Arabia. My parents were doing up the flat we lived in, so my brother and I had to sleep on the same king-sized bed for a week or so. I was probably around 10 years old and my brother was 13 years old. One night my brother started shaking my shoulder trying to wake me up, saying, "Armik, Armik, do you see this too?" I don't know what the time was but it was dark. I was under my duvet and had no idea what he was talking about. I opened my eyes and saw this featureless, lanky, tall person made of dim light. It was standing by my brother's side of the bed. Before I could process what was happening, it extended its neck over to the middle of the bed between my brother and I and disintegrated into tiny lights across the room with a massive static sound. My brother and I screamed and hid under our duvets. Next thing I know, I wake up in the morning at the exact same time as my brother, and we just look at each other and run out of the room. We have talked about this incident a few times over the years and we still don't understand what happened. A mutual shared episode, sleep paralysis monoxide. We had our windows open. The flat was ventilated properly. My parents don't remember hearing any unusual sounds. They slept soundly in their room. I asked my brother when he noticed this thing as he woke me up. He remembers waking up to a glow in the room, opened his eyes and saw this thing of light walk up to his side of the bed and just stand there with a soft humming sound coming out of it. He thought he was dreaming, so he tried to ignore it and turned to his other side. He looked back after a while and it was still there, so he decided to wake me up. No idea what to make of this incident. I'm over 35 years old now. I've had a few incidents over the years that I can't explain, but I'm healthy, so all good. Just wanted to thank the OP for giving people this awesome opportunity to tell what otherwise would have been ignored, and me an opportunity to read about these awesome experiences. I can answer this one. For starters, I'm 21 years old now. I'm a guy. When I was 13, I was a chubby curly haired goof and I was excited for my birthday within the next week. I had been getting very little sleep due to a mixture of excitement for the giant cookie I requested as my birthday cake and school stress rubbish. Bullies, really, kept me up at night for a few nights. So this experience might be caused by a mix of sleep deprivation, night terrors. I have had night terrors semi-frequently my entire life. Anyway, I was getting ready to sleep and snuggled into bed when I realized the lights were still on. So I sit up in bed and peek out my window. My view was obstructed mostly by a blanket covering the window, and my bed was in the corner of the room. So I only had a small view of the window, and I lock eyes with a gray head covering my entire view and beyond the window. Next thing I know, it was morning and I was tucked back into bed with my light still on, but my window was cracked open slightly. I told my parents about what happened at breakfast and they told me to stop lying for attention. I lost a little bit more sleep from the experience and got over it pretty quickly. It never happened again. Not too fascinating. I am a believer in aliens due to the size of the universe. However, I don't fully believe it was an alien I saw. A little bit of me wants to believe that it was an extraterrestrial. We had a big playground with a giant field not even 200 yards from our house we could walk to through the woods. So maybe it was an alien who parked his car and was just snooping around real quick. If you are new to the channel, you can subscribe. I publish new videos every day. Until then, check another video. Bye for now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.